Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Yuma, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Kol Shiva Sayamim, the entire 7 days. Again, we're talking about the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is in training, that he has to leave his house. It comes to the Lishkas Palhedrin, the 7 days before Yom Kippur. The entire period of these 7 days, lo yamoinen mimenu machal umishta, lo yamoinen, they would not keep him away, they would not take away from him food or drink. You want to eat, eat. You want to drink, drink. However, erev yom kippurim im chashecha, erev yom kippur, before it starts getting dark, where most people eat their sudas amavsekes, most people want to bedavka eat a lot then, to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Well, if you want to be the Kohen Gadol, you can't do that. But they wouldn't allow him to eat too much. Now, there were certain foods that could cause tumma. They didn't allow him to eat that at all. But even in general, even other foods that aren't likely to cause any problem, we still didn't allow him to overeat. Because eating, maybe a sashina, causes a person to get sleepy. And in order to maintain the highest level of Tahara, well, we don't want the Kohen Gadol to go to sleep.